This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Thursday saw the first day of testimony in the trial of two police officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain. CPR's Allison Sherry reports that lawyers disagreed about whether certain body camera footage should be used in the trial.
Prosecutors hired a specialist who enhanced footage from body-worn cameras of all the officers and sergeants on the scene that night. The enhancements add light and make the footage bigger and easier for the jury to see. But defense attorneys say they worry the alterations to the video may change the perception of what happened and that jurors would get an inaccurate picture. The videos have not yet been played in court in full, but some splices were used by both prosecutors and defense in opening arguments. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Officials in Grand Junction say an uptick in crime was among the reasons for closing a city park. Earlier, they said the park was going to be renovated. City Manager Greg Caton told homeless advocates Thursday that Whitman Park was becoming unsafe.
Significant violence has been occurring, and it's gotten worse. We can't have that type of activity in that park.
The park was a popular spot for unhoused residents. It was closed abruptly last week. The nonprofit Conservation Fund has purchased 300 acres on Mount Democrat, a Colorado 14er. CPR's Molly Cruz reports that the sale will open the often closed area for public hiking.
The Conservation Fund purchased the land from a private owner who has mining claims across several 14ers. For the last few years, the owner has closed public access to the land and trails on Mount Democrat over liability concerns. The deal will permanently open the area to the public. The Conservation Fund plans to transfer the land to the Pike San Isabel National Forest later this year. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
It's Denver Startup Week, a networking event for entrepreneurs. This is the 12th annual event. Organizers say 10,000 people showed up last year. It's mostly sunny around Denver today, highs in the 80s, then cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.